This week's episode is so incredibly special because I have my girl Shannon from Heels and Handshakes joining us to talk about everything from community to science she gets from the other side. I can't wait to hear what you guys think of this week's episode. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Hi, Shannon. It is so amazing to have you on PJs and Prosecco. Thank you for joining us. Before we dive into all the fun combos we're going to have, and for everyone that can't see us right now, we are in our PJs ready to go. Ready. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself. Obviously, I know you so well. You're like such a connector. You're such a light. And I just love you so much. And I want everyone to get to know you.
Yeah. Well, first, thank you for having me on your podcast. And happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm excited that we could be in our PJs.
I know. I love that you're in green.
Yeah. I was like,
I don't have green.
You know, I'll tell you this. I did a color analysis and I realized green is in my wheelhouse. So then I made sure I have so much green because I'm like, okay, I got to pay attention to that. So
done.
Yeah. Well, for those that don't know me, my name is Shannon Stewart, and I'm founder and president of Heels and Handshakes, which is an association for women in business, women in corporate, and we host monthly and quarterly events where we bring in intentional networking for the female founder or the woman in corporate, and it's just a really great way to build community because I don't know about you, Emily, but when I first started my career, I felt like it was very isolating, and I feel like there should be no mean girls, right? Like the mindset of abundance, there's enough to go around for everybody. And I started this association in 2013 because I saw
it.
So we're in our 13th year this year.
Lucky number 13. I love the number 13.
Yes. And it's our golden birthday. We turned 13 on December 13th. So
we're going to have a big moment.
Yes, that's a big, big moment. And we expanded to Chicago 2 years ago, and that was such an easy transition because we had a lot of members based in Nashville, where our headquarters is, that they would have either a client or they would have a counterpart in Chicago. And they're like, we need something like this. And so it was just really good synergy and a natural flow to expand to the market. So.
And you're also in Vegas, right?
Yes. Okay. We're in Vegas, and we just had our one-year anniversary for Vegas, March 11th, and Women's History Month. And then we have one other market coming out this year, but I cannot release that yet. But
coming
stay tuned.
Soon. You guys have to follow her to find out.
Yes.
Or maybe after it happens, I'll update the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming soon. So we will be announcing it very soon. Excited.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love how you really just took it to from this ideation around having community and partnership and really seeing females as peers instead of competition, and have now spread it as far as you have is truly amazing. And honestly, in 13 years to be in that many markets at the size and scale you are is huge.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And so I also just want to say this. When I started this 13 years ago, I never wanted to be a business owner. I was a corporate girly. I was fine with like my salary, my 401k, like just the safety net. But I was in a very male-dominated industry at the time. And so they always say, you know, create what you want or what's not out there. And so that's kind of how this all came to fruition. I never sought out to be a business owner. I was just like, man, I need a community of professional women that want to share resources, that want to drop your name in a room full of opportunities. And in 2013, community was not a thing. Now I feel like it's much a buzzword.
Yeah.
You know, oh, have community. But in 2013, that was not a thing. People were very, they would keep things close to their heart or gatekeep, as they call it.
Yeah.
And people wouldn't share, like, hey, this is how you need to update this on your resume, or I'll make this connection for you. And so it just naturally progressed that way because I was like, we got to change something here. Like, we've got to be able to help each other out. And even the women before me in the corporate space, or even female founders, some of them had the mindset, not all, but some were like, well, no one did this for me, so why should I do it for you? And I was like, no, we need to change the narrative that there is enough to go around for everyone. And even if no one helped you open doors, we need to stop that in its tracks and just change that for the next generation.
I completely agree. And I also was a corporate girly. I did want my own business though. Oh,
Oh,
excuse me.
did you?
My co-host would like to join. Honey would like to join the
Oh
convo.
my
She said, are we
goodness.
talking about corporate? I'm only a pug. I've never been
He's
in a corporate office. This is
so
my
cute.
office. She is the CEO. Or maybe you're
What's
like
your
the
name?
CTO. This is Honey, Chief Treat
Honey.
Officer.
Oh, I love this. That's perfect. I
I was like,
love.
I don't know where Finley is, but he's probably like joint chief treat officer. But anyways,
Joint Treat Officer. That's so
now you
cute.
got me all distracted. I digress. But no, I was gonna say with the corporate thing, it's so interesting you say that because I agree. And I actually worked in mainly female dominated. I was working for Mattel. I was on Barbie. So as you can
Oh,
imagine, many, many,
yeah.
many, many women. But
Yep.
what was interesting about it is Mattel in itself was such a great training ground and they had so many tools and resources, but it was still kind of paving your own path
Yeah.
in a male leadership, even though my SVP and VP were female, still overarching, right, in corporate was so much male dominated. It was figuring out how do you even negotiate with a man or a woman? Oh, you do it
Yes.
differently? Like, oh, wait, I can advocate for myself
Yeah.
for whether it's a promotion or pay or a new opportunity, and it's not seen as weakness or bad or selfish or whatever. And I feel like you're exactly right because I'm literally like picturing where I was in 2013, probably was negotiating something for myself, and all of my friends being like, wait, what? We can do
Yeah.
that? I had no idea. And
Well,
I like, why not?
yeah, no, and I was literally just gonna say this, like, I don't know about you, but in college, nobody taught me that. No one taught me how to negotiate. And so that's also with having community of other professional women, people looking at your resume, people helping you with coaching. In Heels and Handshakes, we have quarterly hot seat coaching. So people will be like, hey, if you're hitting some roadblocks, how can we help you? But going back to the negotiation, I was never taught that. And so that's been a huge benefit of being part of Heels and Handshakes, is like having people help you. And then also salary transparency. So we've been really big on, hey, if for our corporate girls, if you're in the 5 to 7 year, if you're 10 years, we have a form and it's fill this out. What is your salary? Because I feel like you don't know what you don't know. So just like making sure to have that open transparency about compensation.
You know what's so interesting? So gosh, this probably was about 2013. No, I don't know. It was maybe before 2013, but I found out what one of my friends at Mattel was making. And I
Oh,
found out it was so much more than me.
yeah, that's
And
tough.
I mean, tough, right? However, instead of being like, okay, I mean, I was probably mad for a while. I don't remember. But I actually asked my older brother. I was like, I feel like I need to go in there and demand more money, but in a way that they're not going to be like, ah, cute. And he
Yeah.
was the one who taught me how to negotiate salary.
I love that. And I always say I'm not anti-men, because
No,
somebody
no.
once was like, Heels and Handshakes is anti-men. And I'm like, no. We love
No.
having allies in bow ties, is what we call it. We love,
I love that.
yeah. So we have male members. We call them allies in bow ties. And we love having men in our corner. And I love how you just said, like, your brother helped you, right? And so
Right.
whether it's your brother, your dad's friend, your neighbor, whoever,
Right.
if you didn't have that community of women, that's who we would turn to, right? Like the male figures in our life that are helping us negotiate. And I love that you said, thank you for being real to be like, I was probably pissed. We were all pissed, right? Like, I think we've
Yeah.
all been in that moment to be like, wait a minute, you're making more than me. But it's like, that is a moment where you're like, okay, power, like knowledge is power, right?
Right.
Like, okay, now I know that, and now I'm gonna go advocate for myself.
Yeah, what am I
So,
going to do about it? Just sit here
yeah.
and be pissed? Or am I going to go be like, how am I going to start bridging that gap
Yep.
so that I get to beyond where she was?
Yeah. And so one thing that we also tell our community is you have to keep, I was actually just talking about this on stories, which is funny. I call it a hype folder. So every single person, whether you are a female founder or you're a corporate girly, you need to have a hype folder.
Yeah.
And that way you're not waiting until the end of the year. If you work in a corporation to have your end of the year performance review, and then you're like, wait a minute, I need to have everything together to, advocate for the raise. If you keep up with it all year, you're like, hey, I increased revenue by 130%. Here's all my emails from clients saying that they loved working with me. That's from the corporate lens.
Yeah.
But then if you're a female founder like us, it's imperative to have that hype folder because it's such an emotional roller coaster. And
Yeah,
then the days when you're like hugging your pillow, crying, like, what did I sign up for? You can go back to that hype folder, whether it's literally some people will just have it in their phone
Yeah.
and it'll be screenshots or notes app. I have it on my desktop because like I like to have my laptop with a folder and I'll click on it and I will screenshot texts. I'll have, email saved from members, and it's just a good reminder. And that's why I call it a hype folder, right? Like it's just a good reminder when you're having those hard days, your reason of your why, what you're doing.
It's so true. Like coming back to your why and your vision, and remembering also to your point, like how far you've come too on things is huge. And I feel like, especially like corporate girlies, not to knock on you definitely do this, but you are kind of forced to every
Yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Female founders, nobody's forcing us to do a year
Exactly.
in review of like, what did I all accomplish? And it's one of the big things I do with my clients, and even I have a big intention setting event here in Chicago. I partner with my friend Alex, Sassy Confetti, and I literally say, we're not going to set an intention right now until we can look back at not what did I not like from last year. I want you to look back at three things that you can be really proud of, like three things that you're like, holy cow, I did that. Even if it was just like showing up for yourself and like you joined a gym, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you did like 10K steps 5 days out of the whole year. I don't know, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It can be so big or small. And then you set intentions from there, and it then comes from such an empowered place instead of a resolution of I have to change
Yeah.
something,
I
because
love that.
it's so great. But like even female founders, they're like, we have to look back and okay, yeah, maybe I didn't have all the great months I thought I was going to, right? Or didn't help as many and have the biggest impact. But actually, the fact that I impacted one person is more than I did before, right? So it's
Yeah.
like getting into that mentality of how you're not going to necessarily get to the thing you've put on a pedestal in a minute, but when you hype yourself up, you're going to get there so much faster.
I love that. And that's such a, I love how you even said female founders, no one's holding us accountable to be like check in. The corporate girls, they have those quarterly check-ins. And so I love that you have that intention event. Let me know when that's coming up because I would love to promote that. But
Yeah.
to your point too, like a win is a win. So let's say you don't hit a revenue goal or whatever your XYZ is for 1 month or 1 quarter, but then you can look at it from another lens because you're tracking it, right? And like keeping up and being like, but you know what? I was able to impact XYZ that later then might turn into revenue or whatever the case is. So I agree 100%.
You know, I think it's too is remembering that we don't just have to check in one time a year.
Yeah.
You know, like you can check whatever feels right for you, you can check in. And it's so funny you say that. So Alex and I actually, it was so we sold out so quickly from our January
Ooh.
event that we're actually gonna partner. We're meeting up tomorrow to
Oh,
talk
I love
about a summer event. So
it.
yes, you'll have to, if you're in town, you'll have to be here, obviously. But I'll let everyone know. I don't know the date yet or anything, guys, but as Chicago peeps, it's in the works.
Yes. To be announced soon.
Yeah, to be announced, just like your location. See,
Yeah.
we've got secrets that'll keep you all coming back. The other thing though, Shannon, what's making me think of is I think too, female founders and our corporate girlies, we get so stuck on like a number, like a money
Yeah.
number or like whatever that
Yep.
is, and we forget about the stuff that comes with it. And it's so interesting because I actually I just launched the Lux Codes,
which is all around actually stepping into your wealth, but in totality of your life, not just your money, because we get so narrowly focused in on that, that then if we don't have that right dollar amount or that right revenue month, or we're not making what we thought we were going to, or maybe it's time for bonuses, you guys, and so maybe you're really disappointed by the bonus you got from your company, X, Y, and Z. I actually love telling my clients to think about your revenue goal or your money goal as a target. And what is that bullseye where you're like, ooh, that is amazing. And then what does it look like going out from that until you fall off the board and you're really like, ooh, that wasn't great. And if you fall off the board, then it's time to like reevaluate of, okay, how energetically am I showing up? Am I putting myself in the best position? Like, am I advocating for myself if you're corporate girly? If I'm a founder, am I blocking myself? Am I self-sabotaging? Like how can I start to have more awareness of those things so that I can shift them to get myself back on the dartboard so that I'm feeling, you know, good about whatever that money thing is, and then also recognize it doesn't have to be that exact outcome, right? It's like maybe you had a 10K month that was your goal. And I said to you, okay, well you made six. Are you happy? And you're like, yeah, actually I still am. Okay, great. It doesn't matter, right? Like, it's like, what did that unlock for you? Ooh, now you're empowered. Now you're feeling motivated. Oh, that gave you some time freedom. Oh, guess what? You're one step closer to leaving your corporate job. Hello, we love this. Or you just invested in like Heels and Handshakes or my program or all of them because we love it all. Amazing. There's so much that it unlocks in a wealth perspective than just that like dollar amount.
I love that because like I always say to people and to myself, right? It's funny because like you can tell your friends, you can tell your community, but then most of the times like you need to look in the mirror and remind yourself as well. But one of my favorite things to say is don't adjust the goal, adjust the timeline. So for your example of the 10,000K month, let's say someone hit 6K. And to your point, you're like, you're still happy, right? You hit 6K. Don't adjust the goal. You still want to hit a 10K month, but then maybe the timeline is, hey, we'll hit that in Q2 and we'll do these changes. And then we'll have 10K months, 20K months, whatever it is. Because I feel like, I mean, we're all, or not all, I shouldn't say, but a majority of at least our community, we're high achievers. Yes. And so we laser focus on that number, right? And then if you feel like you don't hit it, you just feel depleted, devastated, and you give up. And it's like, no, don't change the goal. Just give yourself more timeline and then tweak those things on how you need to get there, you know? So.
Wait, I love that. I'm going to adopt that. I love that.
Yeah. It's been a good mindset shift because, I mean, this kind of started for me in a personal where I used to be a runner back in the day. And I would always want to hit a PR, right? And I remember I was so upset I did not hit under 2 hours. And I was just like, the goal's ruined. And I'm like, no, it's not. Let's just adjust the timeline. Yeah. We will work on our training and I'll try and do another half marathon and I'll hit that 2-hour goal the next time. You're not going to just quit completely because you didn't hit it the first time. I needed more time to train. Yeah. But then it goes in business too, where if you wanted a 10K month or 20K month or whatever your goal is, like insert XYZ, don't just change the goal, extend the timeline.
Yeah, I love that. And I did one half marathon. So kudos to you for being a runner. Woo.
Used to be. Now I'm in my Pilates girl era.
Oh, me too. Me too. Oh my gosh. I have these friends who I joined Equinox and they're really into HIIT cardio, which I don't mind HIIT every now and again, but I've graduated. I'm into my Pilates era. Like I am not trying to like, to your point, have some PR on my treadmill. Like it's not happening for me because I don't want it to. And oh my God, I literally just had an orb go by me. Did you see that?
I saw that. Okay. I saw that. Oh my God, that's so cool.
I was like, Spirit's like, you guys have been talking about this. Come to the woo. I'm like, okay, fine. But anyway, to wrap up that thought, it's just like, I'm not going to quit just because no one else is doing it. Well, actually it's so many people do Pilates, so that's a lie. But you know what I'm saying? My friends aren't doing it. Who cares?
Yeah. That was so crazy because I saw that and I almost thought that it was maybe like something on my screen, but I love that.
It kind of like was like, it's like, hello.
Energy is such a thing. And I knew as soon as I met you, I was like, whoa, you have good energy. And I feel like I never paid attention to that in my early career when I was younger. And now I'm like, I don't have time for negative energy. I only surround myself with good energy people.
Yeah, if you are what I like to call an energy vampire, it's a big peace sign. Goodbye. What? I am not here to be your mother or your savior. You got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I will coach and help you if you really need it, but
I have services for that.
I have services for that. It's called my business. I also, though, do not take on energy vampires.
That's
Because energy
so smart.
vampires typically come into coaching and really wanting to develop their spiritual gifts for not great reasons. I'm not going to say they're right or wrong, but just not great reasons. And for me, if I'm helping someone develop their spiritual gifts and really step into their authenticity, unlock that wealth and have that whole luxury experience in life, you have to be coming from a place of impact, not just
Yeah.
income.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, like, I don't know, go find someone else. Maybe go
Well,
find Amanda Francis because she's been really sounding so cray. Are you watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I am not caught up yet, but I have
Oh.
been watching it and I'm like, oh man.
I know, I'm like, no. I do think that outside of the show, like I've bought her program. I'm not bashing Amanda Francis, you guys. Great, does a lot, impacts a lot. But man, how she is being portrayed or how she's showing up on the show, I'm like, oh, this is not how coaches are. I promise you guys.
Literally, I sent a text to a friend because I have a female founder that was going to go on a reality show. And I was like, note to self, you cannot control how you are edited. And it's a
Yep.
reality show. Of course, they want drama. But I'm like, if you, I don't know, like so many thoughts, but I'm like, oh man, I don't know if it's like you said, if it's not a good edit or whatever, but there's a lot out there. And I'm like, okay, good reminder. It's great, obviously, for your business and exposure, but you cannot control the way that the editing is or how you're perceived.
Or how you might say something that you're like, that's not how I meant it. Too late.
Yes.
It's already out there.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, I love that you. So I always say bravo in business. I love that you watch Real Housewives.
I love it. Well, I think it's also, I lived in LA for 6 years. So give
Oh.
me Orange County. Well, give me all the Real Housewives, but like Orange County or Beverly Hills. I'm like, oh, I lived right in the middle. I was in Manhattan Beach, but I'm like, give me all the stuff. And by the way, you be dramatic because like I don't have time for it.
Yeah. No, it's funny. It's like the way that I wind down at night is I watch reality TV. So I'm like, give me all the drama, or it's like murder documentaries, or I'm like, that's how I calm down.
Yeah, you're like, if you want the real tea on how you can calm down and go to sleep, probably don't listen to us because I do the same thing. Although I will say, I used to be really, before I developed my spiritual gifts, I was really into horror movies. Probably because I was just like so, and especially ghost ones or like paranormal.
Yes, I love it all. Give it to me
I
all.
mean, now though, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to unlock what that might unlock in my home, so I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah, no, actually, that's pretty smart. Maybe I should look into that. So I used to drink, and I am now 1 year where I'm not drinking, and I feel so much better.
Good,
But
congrats.
before, thank you. My mantra used to be true crime, wine, bed by nine. Like that was my night. I was just like, had a glass of wine, watch my true crime.
I actually kind of love that saying, but I do appreciate that you've now gone that you're into your health era of not doing
Yes.
that. I am still in my wine era, so maybe I'll steal it.
Steal it. And also, no judgment for anyone that does. I just feel like sometimes you have to take a pulse and look. And I was just like, okay, I'm not liking how I'm feeling the next day. And I host events for a living. So it's like, if I'm always drinking and I just didn't feel like I was my
No.
best. So, and mocktails are making a comeback. So I'm excited for
Mocktails?
that.
Wait, also, have you ever tried? It's NA champagne and they have a rosé. I believe they have a sangria now. It's called Toast,
Ooh.
Tost. Highly, highly recommend. They are by far my favorite NA champagne.
Perfect. I'll have to look at that. There's a company that I just came across in Chicago, and I'm drawing a blank, but they have NA and they're female founders. Wait, now this is
I
going to bug me.
think Toast might be female founded, but I actually am not sure. But they're really great to work with. I partnered with them on events and they're amazing to work with too. And I actually love what you're saying about, when we put a lens, because I also tell my clients too, interestingly enough, I do not help people like kick their alcohol addiction by any means, but I always tell people, why are you having the glass of wine? Is it that you're celebrating your day or is it so you escape? And if it's so you
Yeah.
escape, then that's when you gotta cut it. And also to your point, when you're doing so many events, holy guacamole, I would not be able
Yeah.
to do that. I tell my friends I'm a social drinker. So I'm like a glass of wine with the girlies. When I'm here with the puggies, if
Yeah.
anything, if I'm not having my water, I am having toast.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay, I'm gonna have to look into that brand and order that because I do miss a little something at night. But yeah, I mean, when we are hosting events, and I am a little bit older now, so it's like this is our 13th year
We're
doing this.
21.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what? We're just
maybe we're 22 because we know better. I don't know.
Yes, you're 22. Even though I did get, I mean, I have had people say, oh, you look like you're in your 20s. And I'm like, it's all about your skincare regimen and the red light and all of that. But now that my age is getting closer to starting with a 4 than it was starting with a 3, event hangovers are a real thing. When I used to be able to produce events, and you know, like for our Nashville chapter, we just did an International Women's Day. We had 140 women at that. And it was a huge event. We had headshots, we had activations. My point being, event hangovers are a real thing. The next day, I clear my calendar because you're just moving and lifting things and putting linens and doing all of it, and I'm just exhausted. I can't do it as what it once when I first started this. I had a lot more energy. I'll say that.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. But I feel like it's like your social battery too, right? It's like being on for that amount of time. Sometimes you just need the next day to just do nothing or go to the spa. Speaking of events, I know you just told me a little snippet before we came on, but you guys, I love events. I love cleansing a space. And I feel like you were just mentioning how you did it, like your holiday event and then this event that I came to, the Galentine's. And tell me like how that's shifted the energy.
Oh, absolutely. So we brought Emily in for our Galentine's event. And we had all of our vendors were female owned. We were very intentional about that. So we had it at the Fulton West, which is a woman owned venue. And that was the first time for the Chicago market that we've ever had anybody come in and clear the space, like the energy. And I remember we had you there to do intuitive readings.
Yeah.
And then before we opened registration, you were like, hold on just a minute. And you were saging the room, clearing the energy. And everyone from that event was just like, oh my gosh, this was the best time. Great energy. I kept hearing people say that. And they're like, this was a calm event. I loved all the women and everyone was just flowing. And I definitely feel like that was correlation to how you came in there and just cleared the energy for us.
Oh, I just feel like sometimes whenever you feel like your space maybe isn't feeling like your own or a little negative or whatever, because a lot of us females, I feel like we're such empaths that we bring on other people's stuff. Yes. And then it can just be as simple as like a quick clearing. Like you don't even need to bring someone like me in all the time, but I'm probably worth it.
Yes, you are.
But I more mean like you can set it intentionally, like you can sage if you want to. I was using Palo Santo because I prefer the smell of Palo Santo to sage. Ooh, personally.
Okay. Yeah, no, it smelled great.
Smelled amazing. But really setting that into, I was also energetically clearing using some energetic modalities. So like mine was a little bit more, but I'm saying for you girlies listening, like you also can be like, you know what? I do want to just clear my space and set that intention. Maybe you open a window and just intend that all the negativity goes out it or the door, whatever, and just see how your space can shift. Cause Shannon, I feel like you could even try that in your home.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, and you know, we were talking before the podcast started recording. I've only had this happen now twice. So we brought in another vendor from one of our other markets for a holiday party, and she did a sage bar. And she did the same thing where she cleared the energy of the room. And for holidays, you think the holidays are always stressful, right? Whether it's like, if you're married and you've got to do the 4 Christmases or Hanukkah or whatever celebration, if you have like in-laws or even if you're single, it's like it's stressful because you got to get all your gifts. And if you have holiday parties, whatever the case is, but everyone knows holidays are stressful. And it was so interesting after that holiday party, the key word I kept hearing from the women in that room, and I will toot my own horn real quick. We go all out for holiday parties, like nail art, massages. Like we bring in so many fun activations because we want to give back to our members and community. But this past year, the common word that I kept hearing is, it was so calm. They're like, we just needed that because the hustle and the bustle of the holidays. And I heard that, oh, it's so calm. And then when we brought you in, the same thing, people were like, oh my gosh, this was just like, I needed this. It was calm, good energy. And so I was like, okay, I need to start doing this for all events because it does set the tone for your attendees.
It does. And I feel like it's something that seems, okay, also, have you seen all those like memes or reels out there that they're like, oh, don't believe her, she's all into energy. And then it goes like Albert Einstein, who's like, everything is energy. And then like, I don't know, other famous scientists who are like, this is quantum energy, this is this and this. And you're like, and you're worried about me? Like, just come in and clear some energy of the room and you'll feel a complete difference.
Right? Yeah, no, absolutely.
I feel like, too, when it comes to energy as female founders, because we do go on a roller coaster of emotions, and it's not all rainbows and butterflies. There are hard days, right? But like, how do you come back energetically into your empowered place?
Mine is gratitude. Anytime I just have to really sit down and think of, because I told you, I never wanted to be a female founder, right? I was fine with a corporate job, but I always say like I left corporate for a calling because everyone was like, Shannon, we need this. Like, because for the longest time, we didn't even have panelists or education. And I think the first event you went to was, it was Penthouse Views and Success Leaves Clues. So, you know, we brought in experts because when I first started this, we were just networking. And I hate to say just networking, but, you know, now it's like we bring in speakers, panels, resources. And I focus on gratitude because I'm like, wow, look at what you've been able to do for 13 years. I didn't plan to do this as my business. This was just something that I was passionate about and I saw a need for. I saw a void, right? We need to have an association or community for the career focused woman. Now, I've had people say, can you start a mom group? And I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth to start a mom group. And there is definitely time and place for that. But our group is for the career focused woman, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I really want to focus and, you know, get back into my energy, I just think of gratitude. Like every single person that's dropped my name, every single person that's joined the community, anyone that's been a vendor, that's donated their services, I get really emotional just thinking about how, I don't even want to say lucky, you know, just grateful I am for people that have supported me and that pour into Heels.
By the way, I'm such a proponent of gratitude. I think it got kind of a bad rap for a minute because people were like toxic positivity, you know what I mean, on the gratitude train. But I truly believe that it all comes back to gratitude and really coming back into what you're grateful for, what you're creating, what you're bringing in, and how you're supported. And I think too, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like whenever I am either networking or like bringing in brands for stuff or like doing different things, well, maybe some people don't respond to me, but like for in general, like people are so willing and want to see you succeed.
Yes. Yes.
And that's so counterintuitive to how my brain used to be, right? Like I used to just think everyone would be like, ooh, no, like we don't want to do that or we don't want to be a part of it. And now it's like, why not just ask?
Yeah.
What's the worst that happens? And I feel like that unlocks so much too, to be like grateful for everyone. Because when you support me, I support you, right? And I don't know, it's just such an amazing feeling.
No, I agree too, because so high achiever over here, Aries, Enneagram 3, like what you were talking about the reels of like with the energy and you see Albert Einstein, there was one that I had all my friends, like close friends send me. And it was a reel of the casket, like from a funeral. And it's like, fine, I've got myself, you know, like carrying yourself, like the casket's just alone going. And it's because I don't like asking for help, right? Mm. So that's something that I'm trying to unlearn. So as an Aries, Enneagram 3, I'm like, oh, I'll do it. But to your point, there's people out there that you can ask for help and they want to. Or if they're like, hey, let's say if it's a brand, like, hey, we've, you know, allocated our marketing dollars for Q1. However, reach out to me in Q2 or hey, reach out to this company. They may be able to help with your swag bags or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And I just love that people truly do want to help.
They do want to help. And also I've sent plenty of like DMs or emails to like brands, you guys. I also get asked all the time, you may as well, like, how do I get stuff in the goodie bags? Or like, how do I get these brand moments at events? And I'm like, I just ask. And sometimes I don't hear back, but sometimes to your point, I hear back of, ooh, actually we planned 6 months out. And I'm like, well, I'm asking you for somebody next month, like that checks.
Yeah.
Probably can't be a part of it. Well, noted. So now I know in order for you to participate, I have to be more forward thinking, which is also great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I will say this, one thing I love about Chicago and the Midwest, because I know you said you were in California, but don't you feel like everyone in Chicago, it's just like that Midwestern hospitality, people want to help you, where that's not always the case in other areas of the country.
That is actually very true. It's why I left California. No shade to Cali.
No shade. We still love you, Cali.
We still love you. But I did leave because I felt like it was very competitive and siloed. And I was like, where are my Midwest peeps? And some of my very best girlfriends still live there. So I still love it. And I do miss the weather, especially right now when it's like 10 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, no, I bet you missed that. But yeah, no, I just found it so interesting that every single person that I've met in the Chicagoland area, it is just engraved in them that they want to help you or connect you. It's very collaborative, and I love that.
It is really collaborative here. I've actually never really thought about it until you mention it, but yeah, that is actually very, very true. It's very
I've lived in, well, I'll say this just since you mentioned California. I've lived in other areas and I felt like it was adult high school where it was like people stab you in the back. And I was just like, whoa, I do not like this energy.
No.
And that's why, especially when building communities and opening up chapters in new areas, I look at what does, is it a collaborative market? What is, what does it look like the people that are in the city? And so that's what I love about Chicago. Everyone truly does want to help each other. So.
Yeah, it's true. Shout out to Chicago. I also have women all over the world and we love you too.
Yes.
You Maybe know what? You'll have an international chapter. Shannon,
100%. Let's manifest. So Greece, I'm thinking Greece.
Okay, I was going to go Australia, but I'm into Greece too. Both, all of the above.
All the above.
I just happen to have a lot of clients from Australia. Hey, Aussies.
Oh, I love that.
I know we love. I do actually have a lot in Europe, though, as well, but none in Greece. So maybe we're manifesting some clients in Greece for me. We're having a chapter for you. I love this. Putting all the woo out there. Speaking of woo, what is one woo ritual you have for yourself personally?
Okay, so I saw this on TikTok and I started doing this a year ago, the first of the month with the quarter outside and the cinnamon. Have you, you do this?
I do the cinnamon. Tell me about the quarter. What's the quarter?
Okay. So, and this is the thing. I have some people that are like, that doesn't work. And it's funny because I started getting my husband to do it with me because I would do it and I'd have a really good month. And then he was like, wait a minute, I want to test this out. Uh-huh. So I'll send you so you can link it in the show notes.
Yeah,
but there is a girl on TikTok. And so the first of the month, you're supposed to take a quarter and you're supposed to put cinnamon on it. And it has to be a quarter. And I'm going to mess this up, the reason why a quarter, like what the ritual of that is. But you then blow the cinnamon into your doorway. So it has to be your entryway. And then there's this whole words of affirmation. And then you put the quarter back in its exact same spot. You cannot move it. And then you go enter into your door. And then the next day you can move it. So that's my woo thing that I do. So it's like welcoming, abundance, wealth, all of that. And you do it the first of every month.
Wait, so I love that. I'm going to incorporate that because right now I do. I go outside and I blow cinnamon in through my front door to call in abundance. But I feel like adding in the quarter, which I'm very curious why it is a quarter, probably because it's like the biggest coin. No, there's like dollar coins. I don't know. Anyways, I'm really curious why it's a quarter. But sometimes when it's like a really big, I feel like I've done this on like the first of the year. I've done it on spring equinox and like maybe one other time where I'll actually, so to be fair, my home, I have a front door that leads to the street. Like I have a like a first and second floor townhome. So I will go from the street and I will trail cinnamon and then I will blow it. So I'm like bringing it in like all opportunities, which I love doing. But cinnamon is so amazing. It smells great.
It does smell great. And it's funny because it's like, you know how you're like, why a quarter? I didn't question it. I was like, they're doing it on TikTok. It seems like it's working. I was like, I am at the point where I am woo curious. I will do all the things that the woo girls tell me and we're making it happen.
Woo curious.
Yes. I'm like not all the way in woo. Like I believe it, but I have a friend, Jess, who's like very much where she can tell you everything. Like, you know how you're saying Mercury in retrograde, but like she knows every single, you know, this, 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 and this. So I'm woo curious. We're like, if people tell me, hey, do this, I'm like, I'll do it. If you are seeing abundance and wealth, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. I'll try that all day. I think that's probably, well, that's not how I totally got into my woo because I was a psychic medium my entire life. I just didn't know it.
But that's so cool, Emily.
A story for another time. But I will say with the woo part of it, yeah, I know, for my book, The Rich Witch Next Door, coming soon. But what's interesting though is I feel like when you develop your spiritual gifts, there is almost this thought that then I must be really like woo myself. But I had to learn this just like everyone else, right? I had to be woo curious.
Yeah.
And start to dabble in like, oh, do I like, what do I feel called to? Do I like tarot decks or oracle decks? I love both, by the way. And Do I love, now I have altars all over my home. I'm dating right now and like, I'm very single, but my person will come in. He's probably going to come in here and he's either going to love it or run. And if he runs, he's definitely not it for me.
Yeah, he's not
it. I got him all over. But it's right. It's like you try stuff and you just see like what works, what feels good. What is, ooh, that was a little weird. I didn't like it. Great. Don't do it anymore.
Yeah. I still need to get a reading done by you because obviously when I hosted my event, I wanted everybody else to. So I will tell you, every time I go to a charity gala or these big events or grand openings, typically they will have tarot card reading. And usually I'll have my husband as a plus one. And his readings are so accurate, but mine never are. So
I need to try it again.
But yeah. Like just to give you an example, his was so spot on where, oh, I'm going to forget. Is it the deck of nine, the swords of nine? What is that?
Oh,
I'm drawing a blank, but it's the one where there's swords and there's like nine swords.
Oh, it's literally, oh, it's the nine of swords. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it the nine of swords?
I thought you were talking about a specific deck and I was like, do I have that deck? I don't even know. Okay, no. Yeah, there is a nine of swords, which.
So I'll give you I remember very specifically. So I unfortunately lost my mom in 2022 and we did this reading. And so when I saw that and it was the swords and then the coffin. And when my husband got the card, I was like, oh no, not another death. Like I thought I associated that with death. And then I was like, yeah. I just lost my mom. And they're like, no, this isn't death, but it is backstabbing. That's or betrayal.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, a week later, some things happened at his work where he was basically backstabbed. So like every time he has a reading, it's so accurate. And mine has just been off. So I need to try again.
I was like, okay, well, you can try with me and we'll see what comes through.
Yeah.
I love that. I feel like I love giving readings. I don't, it's, you know, it's one of the pillars of my business, but I don't necessarily do it that often because I'd probably just be sold out for 100 hours a week because what I love is that with my readings, it's I tap into your spirit team, which is like your guides and loved ones and your energy in order to read what's happening with you. And then I love pulling a good card though for confirmation. So people are like, oh, you're not totally gray. I'm like, no, I'm not. But what I love about my reading though is it's like, it's such intuitive guidance with it that it's like what you can do walking away from the reading, right? It's not just, let me tell you who you're going to marry starts with an A or something, because also that's not true. I mean, no offense to those psychics, but we only can read a moment in time. We cannot predict the future because you have free will, so you can change things. You know what I mean? So anyways, that's why I love giving readings. That's why I loved that as an offering. I know we had talked about a few different things doing at the Galentine's, and I was like, I feel like this would be it. And I feel like every woman that sat down was just like, what? What is happening? Like, of course, that's what I need. Yeah, they loved it. And I was like, yeah. And those were just, you know, quick, you know, 3 to 5 minute mini readings.
No, and we'll have a sidebar because Emily, I really feel like we need to have you more in the corporate space, like trade shows, corporations, if you're not already doing that, because it is such a gift that you have and everyone loved it. So,
Thank you. Yeah, we can sidebar on that all day. I do not yet.
Yet.
I feel like Spirit's giving me all types of things, you guys. Spirit was like, oh, are you and Shannon talking? Oh, great. Why don't you bring this into your business, bring this in, and why don't you pivot on that? And I was like, ooh, okay.
I love it. So I will say this. This is, I guess you would say woo, but I told you I lost my mom in 2022. Yes. So I was never if someone told me, my mom talks to me through lights, I would have rolled my eyes. But that is how my mom communicates with me, which is really, really cool. I know a lot of people will say like, oh, I saw a red cardinal or a bumblebee or a butterfly or whatever the case is. But now experiencing it, and I wouldn't wish this upon anybody. You know, I never would want to be part of a dead parent club. No. But my brother doesn't have this. I'm only able to communicate with my mom, and it's through light. And so that's been something that's been so special and a little crazy. Not everybody believes that, but it's like, I believe it. And that's how she's able to talk to me. So that's been really amazing to be able to still connect with her afterlife.
That's really beautiful. And yeah, no one ever wants to be a part of that club. I am not looking forward to the day when I am, but that's such a beautiful way too. And what a cool way to be able to communicate with her. And I feel like the thing is, your brother could, he's probably just blocking it, which is, you know, natural, especially for men, but we can talk sidebar on that too.
Yeah. No, I've taken videos because I knew that my brother wouldn't believe me. And it'll be so much where I'll be like, Mom, is that you? And then a light will blink twice. And then I'll go and just talk to her and then stop. And so I will record it and I'll take videos and then I'll send it to him. So I'm like, hey, Mom's thinking about you. So like, I'll talk about him.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's special. I feel like she would like that too, that you're like sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Ooh, okay, well, we are getting towards the end. So what I like to do at the end is ask you a random question. I asked my friend ChatGPT to give me 10, and then I picked the best one. So I feel like yours was really good. Okay, let me go back over here. Okay. We have two. Okay, no, we're going to do just one. All right. If your energy had a power outfit, what are you wearing?
Feathers all day long. Feathers.
Love it. I love that you didn't even have to think about it. Feathers.
I mean, that is just, I feel like, because feathers, if you see anybody with feathers, it instantly just makes you smile, right? Like, it's feminine, it's girly. If you think of a child, you think of like Big Bird, like any animal, but like my energy, I feel, would just be feathers, because it's just feminine, fun, good energy. And I always like to say, I don't like to ruffle feathers, but I'll wear feathers.
Ooh, wait, you have so many good one-liners. I love it. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad that ChatGPT gave me that question, because that was good. They gave me some other ones, but they were like too normal. I was like, get out of here. We're not asking normal on the last question.
Get out of here, Chat.
But do, Shannon, tell everyone how they can find you and what you have coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am an Instagram girl. You can connect with me on all the social media outlets, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, but you can find me on Instagram. And our Instagram is heelsandhandshakes_Chicago. And for the Chicago chapter, we have our third annual speed networking event. And this is, y'all, like, this is everyone's favorite event. Oh. My introverts love it. My extroverts love it. You get to meet 50 to 60 women in 2 hours. And I mean, this is like, we have this down to a T. So it's March 25th, and we are only a couple tickets away from selling out. So if you live in Chicagoland, you're a female founder, or you work in corporation, would love for you to join us March 25th from 6 to 8 at City Winery West Loop. So really excited.
And it's City Winery. We love City Winery. What a great space. Yes.
It is such a great space, and the customer service, like the staff there, always takes great care of us. And it's a great layout too, just from like an event standpoint, because it's, think speed dating, but for business. So it's, if you're A team or B team, we say B is butts and seats. So you just sit at the table and then everyone rotates, and it's very efficient and it's a great time. It's high energy and you get to meet a lot of great connections within 2 hours.
Yeah, which we love, because it builds your community.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, amazing, guys. I will drop that in the show notes too, so you guys don't have to go search for it. You can find her, like she said, on all the socials and all the things, and snag one of those tickets if you are in Chicago and free. And thank you, Shannon. This was such a delight. I'll have to have you on again, because we have so much more we could talk about.
I know. I loved it. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be on your podcast. Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I Am Emily Gornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.